Hello, and welcome to your GCSE English Literature Study podcast for The Merchant of Venice by William Shakespeare. I'm here to guide you through the key concepts, themes, and exam techniques you need to master this complex and fascinating play for your OCR Paper 1.2 exam. Over the next 10 minutes, we'll explore the tension between comedy and conflict, unpack Shylock's controversial character, and arm you with the strategies to write a top-level essay under closed book conditions. Whether you're revising for the first time or fine-tuning your knowledge, this podcast will help you feel confident and prepared. Let's dive in. Core concepts. 5 minutes. The Merchant of Venice is a problem play. It blends romantic comedy with serious themes of prejudice, justice, and mercy. Understanding this dual nature is crucial for your exam success. First, let's talk about the two contrasting settings, Venice and Belmont. Venice represents the harsh world of commerce, law, and male power. It's where Antonio borrows money from Shylock, where the bond is signed, and where the trial takes place. Notice how Shakespeare uses prose dialogue in Venice. It's practical, transactional, and often cold. Belmont, on the other hand, is a world of romance, music, and female agency. Portia controls the casket test, and the language shifts to verse. Lyrical, poetic, and harmonious. Examiners love when candidates contrast these two settings and link them to structure and language choices. Now, Shylock, he's the most complex character in the play, and you must avoid simplistic readings. Yes, he's the antagonist who demands a pound of Antonio's flesh, but Shakespeare also humanizes him. Remember his famous speech? Hath not a Jew eyes? Hath not a Jew hands, organs, dimensions, senses, affections, passions? This is a powerful assertion of shared humanity. Context is key here. Elizabethan England was deeply anti-Semitic, Jews had been expelled since 1290, and audiences would have seen Shylock as a villain. But modern readers often view him as a victim of systemic prejudice. In your essay, acknowledge both perspectives. Show the examiner you understand the play's ambiguity. Let's move to the theme of mercy versus justice. This is central to the trial scene in Act 4. Portia, disguised as the lawyer Balthazar, delivers the famous quality of mercy speech, arguing that mercy is a divine attribute that droppeth as the gentle rain from heaven. She urges Shylock to show mercy, but when he refuses, she uses the letter of the law against him. He can take his pound of flesh, but not a drop of blood. This is dramatic irony at its finest. The play asks, is strict justice truly just? And do the Christians practice the mercy they preach? After all, they force Shylock to convert to Christianity and seize his wealth. Examiners reward candidates who explore this moral complexity. Finally, the casket plot. Portia's suitors must choose between gold, silver, and lead caskets to win her hand. The gold casket reads, "Who chooseth me shall gain what many men desire," the silver, "Who chooseth me shall get as much as he deserves," and the lead, "Who chooseth me must give and hazard all he hath." Bassanio chooses lid, the correct choice, because he looks beyond surface appearances. This links to the play's broader theme. Things are not always what they seem. Portia disguises herself as a lawyer, Jessica disguises herself to elope, and even Antonio's wealth is tied up in ships that may or may not return. Appearance versus reality is a golden thread running through the play. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. Let's talk exam technique. OCR Paper 1.2 is a closed book essay, so you won't have the text in front of you. This means you need to memorize key quotes. But don't try to learn the entire play. Focus on 3 to 4 utility quotes for each major character that can apply to multiple themes. For example, Shylock's "Hath not a Jew eyes" works for prejudice, humanity, and revenge. Portia's "Quality of mercy" works for justice, mercy, and gender. Antonio's "I am a tainted wether of the flock" works for melancholy, self-sacrifice, and outsider status. Structure your essay conceptually, not chronologically. Don't retell the plot. The examiner knows the play. Instead, organize your paragraphs around ideas. For example, if the question asks, "How does Shakespeare present the theme of justice?" you might have paragraphs on legal justice in the trial, poetic justice in the ring plot, and the failure of justice in Shylock's forced conversion. Use the PEA structure, point, evidence, analysis, link. Make a clear point, embed a quote, analyze the language or dramatic method, and link to context or the wider play. For example, Shakespeare presents Shylock as both villain and victim. When he declares, "If you prick us, do we not bleed?" the rhetorical questions challenge the audience's prejudice and assert shared humanity. However, his insistence on the pound of flesh reveals his desire for revenge, making him a morally ambiguous figure. In Elizabethan England, this complexity would have been unsettling, as Jews were stereotyped as greedy and vengeful. Common mistakes. Don't bolt context on as a separate paragraph at the end. Weave it into your analysis. Don't feature spot, saying Shakespeare uses a metaphor isn't enough. Explain the effect. And don't ignore the question. Every paragraph must link back to the specific focus. Quickfire, recall, quiz, 1 minute. Let's test your knowledge. I'll ask a question, pause for 5 seconds, then give the answer. Question one, what is the name of Portia's maid who marries Graziano? Answer, Nerissa. Question two, what is the penalty if Shylock cannot repay Antonio if the bond is forfeit? Answer, a pound of Antonio's flesh cut from nearest his heart. Question three, which casket does the Prince of Morocco choose? Answer, the gold casket, and he fails. Question four, what does Shylock say he will do with the pound of flesh? Answer, use it to bait fish withal, a chilling image of dehumanization. Question five, what is the final setting of the play? Answer, Belmont at night with music and moonlight, a return to harmony and romance. Summary, and sign off 1 minute. Brilliant, let's recap. The Merchant of Venice is a play of contrasts. Venice versus Belmont, justice versus mercy, appearance versus reality. Shylock is both villain and victim. Embrace the ambiguity. Memorize utility quotes, structure your essay conceptually, and weave context into your analysis. Remember, the examiners are looking for critical, sustained arguments that explore Shakespeare's dramatic methods and the play's enduring complexity. You've got this. Good luck with your revision, and remember, the quality of mercy is not strained, but the quality of your essay should be sharp, focused, and insightful. Thanks for listening, and happy studying.